This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer? A beach bum summer? Or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
You're too sweet for me. Yeah. I like it sweet. It's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. One of the coolest things. Hold on, I'm going to push this back while Vinny's like peeing.
What are you saying? Can't hear you.
I don't know. Hold on.
All right.
I want to be able to see you.
Allison.
Just pushed it back. Yeah, it's Alice. I said that part.
Okay.
I think. I don't know. No problem.
Who knows?
It's fine. It's Tuesday, for God's sake. We're getting our Tuesday on here.
Get her done.
Get her done, everybody.
Keep those. Actually, you take them off.
What are these? 1 minute songs?
1 minute songs. So we. It's 3 minutes and 16 seconds. And somehow it's. I don't know. Did you chat with someone in the hallway or something?
No.
Yeah. Anyway, we were just talking about Billy.
Oh,
and his adventure. Sorry, I mean your friend B.
Billiam.
Let's call him B. We'll call him B.
It's not just
Billiam.
Just somebody I know. Might be somebody I used to know if you don't stop saying the name.
What we're talking about is how much we loved, like, the whole thing where he's talking about I was shown affection. Like,
yeah.
That is such, you don't realize how important that is until you don't have it anymore. Like, mm-hmm. Someone who is affectionate toward you. Like, just because I don't put out all the time for John doesn't mean I'm not going to hug and kiss him and be like, I really love you. And
well, we've all been there. I felt butterflies for Billiam.
Stop.
Me too.
I felt butterflies for him.
Billiam
just
is
call
very...
him that dude.
Let's just go Billiam. I really feel like that's pretty good. We'll do that. Actually, let's get him on the phone and find out what he wants us to call him.
I want you to do is stop saying the name.
I'm going to text
him.
Is that okay?
No,
can I just reach out and ask him if he'll do it?
Do not.
You might be down. Would
you let my excited. You always grill my friend Village when he comes in. Let's talk to Village.
Oh, do I?
Yes. Oh, really? You don't?
No.
Oh, I wasn't boning Sarah. Okay, maybe not that exact quote. So I won't say that to Village. I got a Village, you've got a Village.
Will you Billiam. Please read your tag and do some trash? Thank you.
I don't care about my tag or the trash. Actually, I do care about this.
Oh.
Hang on. Can you do a Yoda voice?
No.
Are you sure? What if I gave you lines and you... All right, hold on. Let me get you the Yoda things. All right. So, Bryn, I want you to be Luke.
Oh,
okay?
Great. I'll be Luke. That's all
right. What is this crap?
Normal guy.
Today is Talk Like Yoda Day. It's May 21st. It's an opportunity for diehard Yoda fans to honor the day that we first met the wisest little green guy in the galaxy. He's not Grogu, the new Yoda. Yoda is one of the most memorable movie characters in history. It's not only the wise things Yoda says.
Your name's on this. What did you... You can't even answer me. How dare you be involved in this skit?
It's not only the wise things he says, but how he says them that make his character such an iconic piece of pop culture. Here we go. I'm going to set the scene.
Oh, man.
Can I get some music? Give me some Star Wars.
Yeah, yeah.
But some, not like the big themes, just like a quiet Dagobah style.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we're in training. We're setting the scene.
It's happening.
Here we go.
Hold on.
Oh, hold on. Can I get started?
Yeah, go ahead. Get started. Yeah. While I
a quiet, forested area on the planet Dagobah. Luke Skywalker sits cross-legged on the ground, eyes closed in meditation. Yoda approaches.
Strong is the Force with you, young Skywalker.
Whoa.
But much to learn you still have.
Wow, that's really good.
Don't you're breaking character.
Master Yoda, I've been practicing the exercises you taught me, but I still feel unsure about my path. What should I do?
Patience you must have, my young Padawan. The path to the Force, clear it will become with time.
Oh, whoops.
Oh, that was so good.
Trust in the Force, you must.
I'm trying, Master, but the dark side feels so strong sometimes. How do I resist it?
Fear. The path to the dark side is fear leads to anger. Anger leads to hate. Hate leads to suffering. Let go of your fear, you must.
It's hard. Down there. I'm afraid of failing, of losing those I care about.
Okay, we're going to take a quick intermission. Is there supposed to be music going right now?
There is.
There is no music going.
Oh, sorry. Damn, I was playing the whole time.
That's why
the bus
you think
wasn't
I pointed at him?
No, but I could see him trying to fade the slider. Both of you are amazing.
I slipped a boner joke in there.
Oh,
you
heard man.
It? I heard it. Let's try it again. Pick it up from that line.
That music.
Go.
I had so much going on there. It was amazing. Only in my ears.
Yeah. All right. Back to pick it up from it. It's hard.
You were hearing the music the whole time?
Yeah.
Because, I know he was because he's doing the fader. I'm like, where is it?
Because when I pull music, I kind of take it out so you guys don't hear it. You know, it's cute.
We're picking it up from It's Hard.
Oh. Yeah.
It's hard.
I'm afraid of failing, of losing those I care about.
I can't work with this guy.
What I don't blame you.
What do you mean?
Making D jokes.
Everybody has a different interpretation of the script, okay? I'm playing my character.
Always in motion. The future is difficult to see. Clear your mind of questions. Trust in the present moment you must.
I understand, Master. But how do I find the balance between action and inaction?
Do or do not. There is no...
Did you miss something for this?
You just messed up the classic line.
Do or do not. There is no try.
Oh, you can do
no,
it.
No, I'm doing
it.
You're doing it.
Yeah, that's a pro professional finished. Over there.
By the way, I gotta say, you guys are... honestly, your commitment to the characters.
Too bad the music wasn't playing, but you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
It wasn't my ear.
Do a story now, please.
Do we have to?
Yes.
I mean, we're having so much fun.
No more Billy.
Talk
no
about,
more me
stop
doing
calling
voices.
Him Billy.
Oh,
stop
right.
calling him Billy.
God.
Damn it.
Anyway, happy Talk Like Yoda Day, guys.
Talk Like Yoda Day.
Yeah. Actually, I know I said I was going to start with...
That was amazing, Vinny.
I said I was going to start with one thing, but I'm going to start with the next thing because it's sort of tied in here. Why were Harrison Ford, Steve Martin, Mark Hamill, Sam Jackson, Tyler Perry, Steven Spielberg, Peter Jackson, Oprah Winfrey, Robert De Niro, Queen Latifah, Chris Rock, John Favreau, Alicia Keys, John Batiste, Don Henley, and her in town this past weekend?
Oh.
Why?
This past
In
weekend.
Our town, you mean?
They were just north of our town.
North?
Just north.
Was there a sale on slappy stuff?
Oh, there wasn't. Good guess, though.
Are they getting ready for Bottle Rock?
No. Another good guess.
No idea.
They were at Skywalker
Lucas.
Ranch.
I knew it.
George Lucas's
sense.
80th birthday party happened this past Saturday. Dude,
we just tied together what we
80,
just did.
Really?
Isn't that crazy?
You know, I don't think we have any recent pictures of him.
I think there are some pictures from the party.
I've never seen him looking 80.
No, I know. Well, you know, he's been white-haired for a while. But, you know, we haven't really seen him much since 2012 is when he sold for $4.5 billion
stuff. That's what I'm trying to say.
When we went up there to do the audio for Flight, what year was that?
No idea.
Anyway,
I can tell you right now.
Oh, yeah, please do. George Lucas's 80th birthday party was celebrated right up at the ranch, Skywalker Ranch, a huge party. Although they do say it's a huge party for 100 to 150 people, you know, his closest friends is what, is what it sounds like. He has mostly stayed out of the spotlight since selling Lucasfilm to Disney. Can you see if you can find the most recent picture of him? That would be interesting. Let's see. Friends, family, and celebs out the yin-yang. And a lot of the people I mentioned there weren't just hanging out at the party. They were performing.
Oh.
Like Alicia Keys performed, John Batiste, Don Henley, her.
Nice.
And also they had like a group of classical musicians playing a bunch of music from Star Wars and Indiana Jones.
That's cool.
Had to be incredible. So, his wife, Melody Hobson, was an exceptional host, warmly greeted everyone at the party, and some insider who did a report here said the cocktail hour took place in the Star Wars gallery on the ranch, followed by a plated dinner and dancing in the big theater area, and then later, a little dessert, a little birthday cake happening.
I think this is pretty recent here.
That he looks absolutely phenomenal in that picture. We're talking about George Lucas. And who
that's
is
a guy that doesn't look 80.
No.
If that's 80, then, you know.
Bring it on. I actually feel like this one picture we're looking at here, like his neck looks amazing. That is the best picture I've ever seen of George Lucas. He looks phenomenal. Good for him. And also, you know what, George? Despite all the crap I've given you over the years about, you know, this, that, and the other Star Wars thing, like, thanks for everything. Just wow. Like, way to make a whole world. Who does that? Very few people. He really did. He made a universe, the Star Wars universe, and love it or hate it, whether you're a Trekkie or a Star Warsian. I just...
Oh, if you're one, you're the other, aren't you?
I feel like, on some level, there's no fight, is there, between the nerds?
No, I think if you like science maybe, fiction, and there's two incredible, Roddenberry and Lucas are like your, you know, favorite people.
Sure.
But you wouldn't be like, man, you might have a favorite of the two, but that's...
Sure, you would have a favorite. And overall, I mean, I do love Star Trek, but I got to say, overall...
It's Star Wars.
It's Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really, just thanks for everything. What an amazing contribution you've made to human life. Like, thanks. We all love your stuff, even if we whine about it, like I have done often. Anyway, big party. All the luminaries were there, and the host of the whole night was Steve Martin. He got up there, introduced bands, did some hosting, told some jokes, had some fun. I guess they must be pretty good friends. He emceed the whole thing.
Wow.
I know. They managed to keep it quiet too. That's a lot of huge stars.
Yeah.
You know that road, right? That Lucas Valley road.
No, if you haven't been up there, and I don't think it's, you know, it's a usual drive, unless you're a Star Wars fan, and you might just go sit out there from the road and look in.
I've got to get to Nicothio.
Something cool happened in there someday, one time or whatever. Mm-hmm. And
you can't see it, right? And remember when we pulled up there, mm-hmm. when we went there and we worked with Wiz.
Khalifa?
No, yeah. Leonard.
Oh.
Yeah, just Wiz.
Yeah.
So, but we went into this like super cool
By the way,
sort
that
of Foley
movie
sound
movie Flight
room.
Came out in 2012, so that was probably around
2011 or so.
Mm-hmm.
That was a really cool day. It's beautiful out there.
It's incredible.
And it's what you do. If you are a billionaire, you build, you own your own location off the freeway.
You grow all your own food.
All the stuff out there. It's awesome.
Like, tons of farm out there, like they are clearly, and I think that even to feed the staff is out there, they would source it from the ranch itself. And remember, there were just bikes laying around. Like, you'd come out, hop on a bike, and ride over to the other building you needed to be at. It's pretty incredible.
That was a cool, like, I don't think if I were trying to sit down with my kids and say, yeah, I've gotten to do some cool things, I don't think I'd have thought of that. But when you're mentioning it now, yeah, that was really freaking cool.
And so few people really get to go onto that property and see what's going on there. I remember leaving there and thinking, that guy has definitely got a massive underground complex that, you know, where he's going to hide his family in the nuclear holocaust. You got to get out there.
You just made friends with him, and now you're going to start doing that.
Sorry. Well, I'm hoping that he'll let me in. I'll be banging at the front gate. Please let me in.
Well, that apology wasn't nearly good enough.
Damn it.
Not nearly.
Demi Moore goes full frontal for the first time in a new horror movie. Demi,
wait,
how old is she?
She was... Oh, full frontal is different than the boob shot she showed in... Was it G.I. Jane?
I thought she was in a stripper movie.
Oh, the stripper movie. Okay. Yeah. She wasn't full frontal...
Stripper?
Striptease.
Oh, yeah, striptease. No, I don't think she showed... I think she's fully naked and a full... I don't know if she'll have a merkin on. This little...
Why would you do that?
Patches. I don't know. And how old do you think she is? Oh, did you already look it up?
No. I would say that she's 61.
That is exactly how old.
Wow. Actually, I didn't look it up, but then it was right there. So I unfortunately did.
For the first time, Demi Moore does... This actually sounds like a pretty cool movie. And it's... I mean, Demi Moore's in it. And also Margaret Qualley, who plays the younger, better version of Demi Moore in this movie. Margaret Qualley is the girl from... Well, I think she was in Maid. I think that's the name of that movie, M-A-I-D. And she is in the Quentin Tarantino movie and is trying to get...
The Hollywood one.
Yes, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. And she's trying to get Brad Pitt to do stuff with her. And he's all, you smell like jail, underage girl. So, and she's just beautiful. In fact, wasn't she for a second dating Pete?
Davidson?
Pete Davidson.
Well, she's married to somebody now, right?
She did marry. That's right.
I thought she married one of the musicians from... I thought she married Taylor Swift's buddy.
Oh. I don't know who that is. Jack Antonoff? Did.
Yeah. Who's Jack Antonoff married to? Look it up.
Yep. She's married to him.
Oh, my God. Wow.
I listened to you.
I didn't say that.
Yeah, you
read
did.
That somewhere.
It's a score for both of them, actually.
You told me.
Is it? So here we go. 61 years old, Demi Moore, full frontal nudity for the first time in an upcoming horror movie called The Substance. Oh. She plays an aging actress who uses a mysterious technology to create a younger, better version of herself. And that version is played by Margaret Qualley.
Okay.
Demi says, going into it, it was really spelled out. The level of vulnerability and rawness that was really required to tell the story. And it was a very... vulnerable experience and just required a lot of sensitivity and a lot of conversation about what we were trying to accomplish. That sounds boring. She says Margaret Qualley was a great partner who I felt very safe with. The movie got a standing ovation at the Cannes Film Festival.
Appeared a standing ovation everything.
You know, that is actually the point I was just going to make. I always hear that's the thing. Every movie that plays there, everyone's like, oh, yeah, jump to your feet. Oh, let's put that in the paper.
They applauded the new Kevin Costner movie for like 11 minutes, which, you know, the minutes of standing ovation is the defining, you know,
they
level.
Really meant it. Even though no one wanted to applaud it after 15 seconds. Like, that's really great. Okay, let's, what are we eating?
Well, the 11-minute applause, which I thought, oh, man, he must have crushed it. And if you don't know Kevin Costner, you may be like, who?
The Yellowstone guy?
Yeah. Well, he's also, Dances with Wolves was a huge movie for him. Like, gigantic.
Yeah, I really feel like he's done some of the really big movies. Like, what's the baseball one? The Field of Dreams.
Yeah.
That was huge. No, I actually liked Waterworld. I guess I'm the only person who liked that.
Well,
but I did like
I think it.
It
was about the money spent and all that.
Yeah. That was the first movie with a $200 million budget.
But anyway, I just think that that's there's the 11-minute, you know, standing O. And then I read on the internet, like, it's a terrible movie. And I'm all, what?
Mm.
How could it be terrible? It's him. Everyone loved it. Horizon?
Oh, he's got a whole world plan around that.
There's four movies in the works.
You know, he was saying in some story, I said, he goes, yeah, well, I know about diversity and I like to, you know, have lots of diverse characters because I grew up in Compton. I'm like, you did? So I look it up and it does say that he was raised in Compton, California.
Okay.
And, but then I'm looking at all the schools and he went to something like Vista Valley High, which is over like way closer to Irvine. It's like an Orange County school, high school. So I don't know, you know, sometimes people try to hang their hat on stuff, but he's yelling about it now. And he's saying, that this Horizons movie, he's got all these stories to tell in that universe.
Well, I don't know about the Compton thing, but.
Weird though, huh?
Well, I mean, listen, California has tough parts and has nice parts. And quote,
it's all beautiful.
The famous rapper Ice Cube, California ain't all surfing, son.
I'm coming straight out of Compton.
There's some tough stuff around there.
Coster from Compton.
He may have avoided all of that, though.
It's possible.
Very easily,
sure,
by bussing out.
Well, his dad was an electrician, so it wasn't like they were living in some mansion on a hill. Okay, what is coming up in the news, Vin?
What?
You heard me? In fact, I'm really late.
Man.
Oh, my God.
What? 3 in 4 parents say. Mm. What do the parents say?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
It's Alice at 97.3. Hello, Tuesday. You still have a chance to see Tay in the UK. Just log in and listen to Alice at 97.3 on the free Odyssey app. If you listen to us for a minimum of 60 minutes a day on the Odyssey app specifically, and you'd be logged into your account, you will get a daily entry. 60 minutes gets you a daily entry for a chance to win a trip for 4 to travel to London and see Taylor Swift on August 17th with a 4-night hotel stay, round-trip airfare, and everything you need to know about Tay in the UK is at RadioAlice.com.
The Radio Alice Report.
I just saw the text. I'll share with you in a second, but okay. The reviews are in, so.
Mm. Oh, on your Star Wars performance?
Well.
Guys.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. For Fremont Bank, investing in our Bay Area communities is a number one priority. That's why our foundation focuses on key societal guideposts like education, arts, and culture, and health and wellness. Because when you thrive, they thrive. And when they thrive, you thrive.
Mm.
Discover more at FremontBank.com. All right, here's what's happening. Before we get too far away from it, here's some of the stuff you guys have. I love this Yoda scene reading so much.
Oh.
Bravo, Vinny. Well, I was kind of forced into it, but, you know, I guess.
We made out. We made out.
Vinny, this Yoda is killing me. I love this. Cackling out loud.
There were like 2 lines in there where he really went full Yoda that maybe we should consider isolating. Like see if there's just like a little phrase in there.
If you don't ruin it, maybe I'll be willing to do more things like that. Mm-hmm. You know, the camera thing too, by the way. You had to put that.
We need to capture something for the Facebook.
What is Vinny doing to the camera? And I went, oh, that's the one where I just started entertaining myself into a camera.
No, you entertained everybody. That was really funny.
Wait, we already posted it?
Oh, it's so good. You should watch it.
Oh my God.
It's not good.
We posted it on
probably
on
the most
Instagram?
Recent thing on Alice.
I didn't watch it, but I remember what I did.
Oh my God.
That was for me.
That
wasn't
for
you. You're going to love it, Sarah.
I'm not going to love it.
No, I was laughing my ass. You're going to love it. I mean, there's a little bit of lead up with you there. You're going to be like, oh, it's a bad angle of me. You always say that.
Okay. 408 says, oh my God, Vinny, you did so great as Yoda. I felt like I was back in the movie theater.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
God. So good. You guys, the turnaround on that was really fast. Great job.
On?
You guys. Were we live on Instagram?
No.
Then I'm saying, you turned that around quickly. Really well done.
707 says, today's show is one of your top five. I cannot stop laughing today. Oh, this is epic. I'm in tears.
Fantastic.
This is epic. I'm in tears.
This is epic. I'm in tears.
408 says, what the actual F is going on? I am with you, 408. I don't know what happened today.
Well,
stop sharing this info. You know these guys can't stop. Yeah, I'm sorry.
You know these guys can't stop.
To my former friend who's not going to be my friend anymore, I'm really sorry. I didn't mean to.
It was great.
I should have been more careful.
Oh, Billiam. It'll be fine.
Billiam.
So fun.
And look at 707 says, because Vinny's friend came up with carcasses, carcass, it goes on Vinny's list.
Oh, all right, fine. Put it
because
on Vinny.
You have to
anybody
be quoted at some point. I don't have to be quoted. I mean, Sarah's the one who says all the stuff.
Sarah
trust me.
For God's sake.
Trust me.
Trust.
Okay, here's what's happening.
Tell me everything.
Don't growl like that. What are you doing? This is how we got here. A new poll asked more than 5,000 Americans, hey, you want to be president? 3/4 said, absolutely not.
Only 3/4?
No. Nuh-uh.
Okay.
So one of the things that I have been wondering is we're in this cycle right now with these two guys, and it was last time, and now it's this time, and so we're okay. Yeah. I'll be a lot happier when neither of them can run.
Oh, my God. Isn't that going to be great? No more of you guys.
I don't know who will fill the hole.
It doesn't matter. Anyone.
And I've only really known, and this is going to, I know some people don't like our current governor. I understand that. I see the bumper stickers. Yeah. You know, our governor is an idiot. Okay, whatever you say. I do know that guy wants to be president, though. I know that.
I like Gavin.
I like Gavin, too. But I'm not talking about his politics when I say that. I'm talking about him.
Yeah.
He's a nice guy.
He is.
I like him.
I feel like his heart, it does. I get it. I've told him to his face, like, your hair is bad, you're smarmy, like, you know, you gotta clean up your act if you want to be president. And I'm sure there will be a styling team around him. But I feel like he is a guy who does have his heart in the right place.
I agree. I think he believes, and he also loves the history of it all. He's someone who keeps notes on his daily doings. I don't know that was...
For his future presidential journal release?
I think so,
maybe.
Yeah. Or his autobiography or his, you know, whatever.
Right.
Whatever, however that ends up being, yeah. I think, yeah, he's someone who believes in historical, like...
He also has... I mean, most of his skeletons are out. Like, it's, you know...
As far as we know.
Definitely, yes. As far as we know. I mean, he's a guy who's made some missteps and recovered. We shouldn't talk about that.
The point is, I like the guy, but I also think he is, I was trying to say, he's someone who wants to do it.
Yeah.
Whether or not he'll win, he's someone who wants to do it.
What would be crazy is I know that we don't have Hooman anymore, so he can't pressure Gavin to, like, have a word to say to us. But if he was ever president, he could definitely pick us out of a lineup. Like,
He knows us. He knows you better than me, but he knows me too.
Right. He knows us. I'm saying, how weird would it be to have someone in the White House where you're like, yeah, I could, if I showed up at the White House, he'd be like, all right, don't execute her on the front lawn here. I do know her. Like, thanks, Gavin. I just came to say you're doing a really good job.
Don't worry, Gavin. I'm not coming to the White House at all, ever.
But if he does, please don't execute him on the front lawn of the White House. That'd be great. I don't know if they do that, but, you know. Feels right.
15% of people, when asked, this is about people wanting to be president or not. 3/4 said absolutely not. Do not want to be.
Don't ask me again. I'm not using Zell. 15%
said, as a kid, maybe I thought about that, whether that was, you know, realist, like a real thought or just a passing thought. I mean, we all have that. Well, I'll be a veterinarian or I'll be
president,
a doctor, and I hear my
dancer.
Daughters are like that. Yeah, my daughters are like, well, I'll be a mom and a teacher and a doctor and a
oh
okay well you're gonna be really busy So
enjoy
very busy.
It. Yes. You'll love it.
Yikes. Of course, you know, reality sets in and you start going, well, I gotta
maybe do all the work.
One
to get
or
those.
Two hopes
sure.
and dreams and not have all of them.
Well, pick your favorite. Go for it.
Only 8% of people have ever wanted to be president as an adult.
Oh.
And the best part is that politics specifically don't seem to matter. I'm meaning Republican, Democrat, it's about the same.
Yeah. I worry about the people who want to be president. Like, you know, what they really want is power. A lot of them. It's just like the whole political world is such a, it's just such a commitment. To be a person like that, it's super corrupt. I mean, you know, find me someone who's like, yeah, I only have the best of intentions. They don't exist.
Pass, Wade.
Pass, Wade.
I do think you have to play the game and
yeah.
and not find yourself a whole other person on the other side.
I think you have to be willing to be that person.
I find this suitcase with $1 million cash in it under my bed. What?
Let the days go by. I don't know.
What was yeah. I thinking?
How did I get here?
Real quick, this is the next. So people don't want to be president, and I'm not surprised. Yeah. And that's the problem.
It does seem like it's a no-win.
We don't have a lot of great contestants.
We have the career politicians. Well, and that one guy.
What's the first thing you do when you wake up in the morning? The very first.
Pee.
Oh, okay. That's okay.
Actually, I pull on the pants that I've left on the floor next to my bed and slip my feet into my slippers.
Even though you're going to go walk into the bathroom and pee?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
It's a long walk from my room to the bathroom I like to use.
And it's chilly?
Well, I just want to have my pants on, I guess.
All right.
My slippers.
Okay.
What's the first thing you do?
Oh, probably the same. Well, I turn the alarm off. My alarm,
oh, yeah, sure.
My alarm comes on. Well, but it doesn't go off. It's I turn it off before it makes sound.
Yours is the light.
It's
one.
The light. Okay. It's a. It, they call it a sunrise.
Nice.
And it's the light just gets brighter and brighter, and eventually I am up. If I'm not already up, and I just go. Ah!
Apple, add that as a feature to the iPad. That's my first alarm.
I bet they have it already.
Do they? Can you find out for me?
Yeah, sure. Thanks.
That's great.
That would wake you.
I feel like a sentence.
Oh, definitely
right.
would. I am.
Especially in your tomb.
Yeah. It is dark in there.
Anyway, doctors are saying, don't touch your phone for at least 20 minutes after waking up.
No.
This is the thing that most people, the first thing they do before they've even let their feet touch the floor is reach for their phone.
Yeah. I have to get out of my bed because that's where my other alarm is. I have to get out of bed to get my phone. But I will say I check it because I never know, you know, I'm about to go to work and I need to know if everything's cool. Sometimes, you know, I go to bed so early. Sometimes there's like an email or a text from one of you guys or from our boss and, you know, with information I need. So I will check it probably, you know, after I pee. Now I'm in the bathroom. There it is on the counter. I'll open it up. What's going on?
Doctors in the story are saying our brain is transitioning between sleep and waking. Our brain is really suggestible. Lots of people are reading stressful things, prompting you to be stressed before your day's even begun. So they say, wait 20 minutes before scrolling.
All right.
And I realize that for most people, that's a hard no.
Yeah. Gotta
and it's not. I understand what you just said. We both have the same problem. I might get up and get a text from you that says, I'm sick, and it changes everything.
Yep.
It's rare. Almost never happens, but I'm saying, yeah, that's why we look.
No, absolutely.
We're like, this is if Bryn's out.
All the moving parts need to be in place.
Yeah, there's a bunch of changes that happen almost immediately. Anyway, brain health, everyone. Leave your phone off for 20 minutes after waking. They also say blueberries.
Oh.
Blueberries are good for your brain.
Oh.
I eat a lot of blueberries for that reason.
Yeah.
I need all the help I can get.
We have a blueberry bush, a great blueberry bush in our backyard. He's producing right now. And he's always out there picking his, you know, blueberries for the next day. And I'll pop one in my mouth once in a while walking around out there. And then it's like eating a tick. It pops. It's a big piece of skin in my mouth.
What?
I don't like that.
So you've eaten ticks.
I just feel like that's what it's, you know, okay. One of those big swollen ticks would be like.
Yeah. All right.
You know, that's the consistency.
Right.
biting down, explosion.
I like them in my oatmeal. I put them in there.
Yeah.
I love them in a smoothie.
Mm-mm-mm.
That's a good place for them.
The skin's been chopped up in that.
3 in 4 parents say raising children has been far more expensive than expected.
Huh.
Those people who tell you, it's really not that much. Like, once you have the kid, it's... They're lying to your face to get you. The misery loves company or something, whatever they say.
Yeah.
Or the happiest people in the world want you to be happy too. Word it however you want.
Sure.
What I'm trying to say is the costs are beyond what you can budget for.
Yeah.
And that's...
You are working for your kids.
If everyone is healthy, there's no health challenges, there's nothing else.
Right.
It's still more money than you expected.
Right.
Way more.
It's a lot. It's incredible.
I will say to those people out there who might be waiting for some, you know, sign from above that it's safe to have a child now, you're not going to get that. So you probably just need
If you want them, just go ahead and
just
do it.
Do it and try to survive.
Yeah.
And like everybody else does.
Right, like everybody else.
But there isn't going to be that.
It is now time.
Okay, Alex, now!
Right.
Or the right moment when everything's set financially.
Right. Oh, my God. We've got it all together. Let's have a good...
You're never going to feel
this.
You know what?
It
turns out we have $1 million in the bank. I think it's safe to have the kids now.
Have the kids. Oh, it'd be great.
There's just lots of stuff. One of the things that I have been shocked by, and I really did... We took a year and over-talked whether we should have kids. And I gave her all the reasons we shouldn't.
For the first one?
Yeah. And she was still like, no, we should. You're worrying for no reason. Stop it. Okay. I'm just trying to tell you. Anyway, one of the things I've been shocked by is when you have the little kids and they're little and they need you. They can't walk. They can't feed themselves. They can't.
100.
You are 100. Fully caring for that little...
Lump. Growing lump.
Yep. As they get older, you start to go, well, now they can get themselves a snack. And now they can kind of, you know, they can put on the TV themselves and watch a show while you, you know, do laundry or whatever. But you're not free. You're not even nearly free.
I'm picturing my kid making a snack.
That's a big cleanup job for me. Right. But I'm just saying, like, you sort of envision, oh, there'll be less stuff for me to... No, right. They have trips. They have places to be. It's soccer and baseball.
Their schedule
and this and
is
that.
Your schedule.
Right, and you are not free.
Unless you're rich. Then you can be free.
Well,
rich people can get a nanny or someone to drive their kids
you
around.
You find yourself wanting to do this stuff, too. I mean, I want to be at their soccer thing, and I want to go do the stuff.
Right.
Well, I sure don't want to go camping. So, thankfully, the missus jumped in there. Do you?
Go camping? Sure. I love camping. You don't love camping?
On the school trip, camping trip?
Oh, I didn't want to go on that. No.
I mean, what are you saying?
No, you're acting like camping sucks.
Camping's great. I just mean, you know, the school trip in the middle of the week while stuff to do.
Ah. I get the week off from work. Oh, I could do my show from there. I'll bring one of the Comrex units.
Yeah.
Too late. Oh, well, I can't do it now. My kids are all grown up and don't live with me anymore. Hooray.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's some of the stuff you guys sent. First thing I do is wake up and say, Thingy, play Alice at
97.3. Oh. Well done.
Love that.
Ladies and gentlemen, let 206 be the example we all follow every day.
Thank you, 206. That's Seattle.
I think it is Seattle.
I think I know that because of you.
Yeah. There's a net, but
be helpful if the people in this area also did that.
All the cities, though, have got that splintered thing. Like, I think Seattle's also 513 now. There's a few 253.
Plus, you keep your number now. Like, area codes are becoming less specific. Like, if I moved back to Boston, I would still have a 415 number. I just would.
Why wouldn't you change it?
Why would I? It's the number that everyone I know has. You know what I mean? Like, why change it when you're just continue to pay that bill?
Well, because all the people you used to bone are still calling you, and you're like, stop calling here.
Oh, they know my 617 number. They don't know my 415 number.
Oh, I see. Oh. Got it. Oh. All right. Well, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
ScarJo feeling ripped off.
Uh-oh.
Taylor Swift's Eras
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.